Ladies and gentlemen, live from Holden Village, Chelan, Washington, 98816, the Holden Variety Show entitled The Road West Traveled. The Road Less Traveled. Tonight, we offer you a variety of artists for your consumption. We present to you this evening, first on our program, the pioneer of the preschool education at Augustana College, Rock Island, Illinois, a person very familiar with elephants, one who has a soft spot in the brain of many Holden Narnia graduates and dropouts, Doris Edmond.
A little elephant was born. His name was Babar. His mother loved him dearly and used to rock him to sleep with her trunk, singing him softly the while. Baby elephants. He was one of the nicest of them. Look at him digging in the sand with his shell. Babar was having a lovely ride on his mother's back. A cruel hunter, hiding behind a bush, shot at them. The hunter killed Babar's mother. The monkey hid himself, and the birds flew away, and the hunter ran up to catch poor Babar. Babar was very frightened and ran away from the hunter. Some days, tired and footsore, he came to a town. He was amazed, for it was the first time he had ever seen so many houses. What strange things he saw! Beautiful avenues, motor cars and motor buses, But what interested Babar most of all was two gentlemen he met in the street. He thought to himself, what lovely clothes they have got. I wish I could have some too, but how can I get them? Luckily he was seen by a very rich old lady who understood little elephants and knew at once that he was longing for a smart suit. She loved making others happy, so she gave him her purse. Thank you, madame, said Babar. Babar made his home in the old lady's house. Every morning they did their exercises together, and then Babar had his bath. Drove out in the car that the old lady had bought him, and she gave him everything that he wanted. And yet, Babar was not altogether happy. He could no longer play about in the great forest with his little cousins and his friends, the monkeys. He often gazed out of the window, dreaming of his childhood. And when he thought of that dear mother, he used to cry. Passed by. One day he was out for a walk when he met two little elephants with no clothes on. Why, here are Arthur and Celeste, my two little cousins. He cried in amazement to the old lady. Babar hugged Arthur and Celeste and took them to buy some lovely clothes. Took them to a tea shop where they had some delicious cakes. Meanwhile, in the great forest, all the elephants were searching for Arthur and Celeste, and their mothers grew more and more anxious. Luckily, an old bird flying over the town had spied them and hurried back to tell the elephants. The mothers went to the town to fetch Arthur and Celeste. They were very glad when they found them, but they scolded them all the same for having run away. Babar made up his mind to return to the great forest with Arthur and Celeste and their mothers. When everything was ready for the journey, Babar kissed his old friend goodbye. He promised to come back to her and never to forget her. The old lady was left alone, sadly thinking, "When shall I see my little Babar again?" Off they went. There was no room for the mother elephants in the car. So they ran behind, lifting their trunks so as not to breathe the dust. Alas, that very day, the king of elephants, during his walk, had eaten a bad mushroom. Poisoned him, and he became very ill. So ill that he died. It was a terrible misfortune. After his funeral, the oldest elephant met together to choose a new king. Just at that moment, they heard a noise and turned around. What a wonderful sight they saw! It was Babar arriving in his car with all the elephants running and shouting, "Here they are! Here they are! They have come back! Hello, Babar! Hello, Arthur! Hello, Celeste! What lovely clothes! What a beautiful car!" Then Cornelius, the oldest elephant of all, said in his quavering voice, "My dear friends, we must have a new king. Why not choose Babar? He has come back from the town where he had lived among men and learned much. Let us offer him the crown." All the elephants thought that Cornelius had spoken wisely, and they listened eagerly to hear what Babar had to say. "I thank you all, but before accepting the crown, I must tell you that on our journey in the car, Celeste and I got engaged to be married. If I become king, she will be your queen. Long live Queen Celeste! Long live King Babar!" The elephants shouted, and that was how Babar became king. "Cornelius," said Babar, "you have such good ideas that I shall make you a general. And when I get my crown, I will give you my hat. In a week's time, I am going to marry Celeste. We will give a grand party to celebrate our marriage and our coronation." And Babar asked the birds to take invitations to all the animals. The guests began to arrive. Who went to town to buy some fine wedding clothes, brought them just in time for the ceremony. The wedding of Babar. Of Babar. After the wedding and the coronation, everyone danced merrily. The birds sang with the orchestra. The party was over. Night fell. And the stars came out. The hearts of King Babar and Queen Celeste were filled with happy dreams. Then all the world slept. The guests had gone home very pleased, but very tired after dancing so much. For many a long day, they will remember that wonderful ball. The end.
Stand up over there. Ladies and gentlemen, Doris Edmond. Okay, folks, we've just cut to our network in New York for a 30-second commercial, so you can take a little breather. How'd that go? Are you having fun? Good. Our next segment here will be a little bit shorter, not quite as dramatic, featuring a few more well-known celebrities. What have we got for time? 10 seconds? Okay, this is where the clapping is really going to count, folks, so I hope you're ready. 4, 3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, the Holden Village Hymn and Bible Quiz is on the air. Introducing our contestants this evening that have come to be tested against the greatest of the world, these are the preliminaries for the Olympics in September. And our first contestant, doctoral candidate and international Bible champion in French and German languages, second in Celtic, the Reverend Barbara Rossing. And our second contestant this evening, advisor to the Lutheran Church Blue Hymnal, former Bible Gems winner for Wyoming, and also a famous himself for extinguishing large oil field fires, Red Birchfield. And last and least, a noted singer of Lutheran chorales on the PTL club, youngest person ever to memorize the 119th Psalm at age 2, and campus pastor at Oral Roberts University, Darius Larson. And ladies and gentlemen, our quiz master this evening, chosen among 100 choices, the world-renowned quiz master known for his quick mastery of the hymnal and the Bible, because he has them both memorized, and national South Dakota scripture champion, Wesley Preeb.
Here tonight for a Holden Village Hymn and Bible Quiz with our renowned scholars here tonight. So we will have our hymn quiz at this time. We will ask the questions in order here, and the knowledgeable person will arise through the occasion. First hymn we have asked tonight is a hymn to sing in the snack bar.
I believe I could answer that with hymn number 559, Oh for a Thousand Tongues.
Good, good, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We have the hymn here tonight, hymn to sing after a boring sermon.
On our way rejoicing.
Whoa, 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 hymn for a boring sermon. In the hour of trial, whoa, cross him off. Ah, hymn for illegal aliens.
I think it could be possible to sing number 362, We Plow the Fields and Scatter.
Thank you. A very intelligent woman. Yeah. She has it all put together, yeah. Oh, yes, a hymn for golfers. Can anybody give me that? Hymn for golfers.
Do you want to try this one? I think number 114, there is a green hill far away.
Answer correct, correct. Hymn about a grizzly bear. Almost a winner here. You have come across with some brilliant answers. You are indeed the queen of Bible quizzes. And we have another question here. Hymn to sing in the shower. Does anybody have a question answer for that for us tonight?
Lord, speak to if God but trust and guide you.
What?
If we ask God to but trust and guide you?
No.
Hymn number 596, Just As I Am.
Thank you. All right. Now we come to our Bible quiz. This will indeed prove the outstanding knowledge of our great theologians and scholars here, which we have here tonight. Our first question, which we will ask to you, is where is baseball mentioned in the Bible?
Do you want the first reference to baseball in the Bible?
Yeah, first baseball mentioned in the Bible.
Genesis 1:1 in the beginning.
Oh, that's right, in the beginning. You have done it again.
Yes.
Now I have a question for you.
How long, O Lord?
Where are cars mentioned in the Bible?
Adam and Eve were driven from the garden in a fury.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Who was the smallest person in the Bible?
I believe there are two small people mentioned in the Bible, Benjamin the Shuhite and Joseph who slept on his watch.
Oh, that's right. You have it. You have it. We have another question for you tonight. The next one is, where is tennis mentioned in the Bible?
It's when they said Joseph served in Pharaoh's court.
All right, I have another question for you tonight. Where are motorcycles mentioned in the Bible? Yes.
The sound of Joshua's triumph was heard throughout the land. Thank you.
All right, we have one of our greatest and final questions, which we will put to you, which is no doubt most difficult, will prove that we have great scholars and the theologians in our group tonight. This question is, where is elasticity mentioned in the Bible?
He was asked to a tree and walked 40 miles.
Thank you, thank you. You are indeed the winner of our great quiz tonight. Praise be. Hallelujah.
Just rare. That's a rare event. We've just gone to New York again for another 30-second commercial. While we're pausing here trying to catch our breath, we'd just like to introduce a couple of our stagehands that have been helping us out this evening. At center stage, Elise Brunel and Amy Bannister. Are you here? Where are you? Okay, we'll be ready here in another 10 seconds. Are you ready? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, our next selection this evening is entitled Happy Birthday Variations. Composed by Beethoven in 1840 on a theme written in 1910, Beethoven found it easier to use old themes he had previously composed since they fit the Happy Birthday melody. Live this evening from Holden Village, presenting Beethoven's Happy Birthday Variations is Phil Fingers Brunel. Thank you. As we're all aware, August is the month of the birth date of Florence Nightingale. And as we've been doing here at Holden Village, we've been celebrating Florence's birthday all month long, paying recognition to the nurses in our audience and the nurses in our village. This evening we have a special presentation in recognition of this special month and this special event. With us this evening, we have a student who has studied and honored Florence Nightingale his entire life and is here this evening to recognize and give honor to the profession of nursing. Help me welcome Les Preeb.
Good evening. This is the birthday of Florence Nightingale, and she went to the Crimea, and it was a crime too, and she was all panned out. And so tonight I will play the part of Florence Nightingale, the valiant nurse, and the dead and dying soldier whom she ministered to with a limp. No, I mean a lamp. As she became famous throughout the world as a great historical figure for all nurses of all time. Oh, dead, dying soldier, please tell me your name that I may tell your mother. Soldier, please tell me your name that I may tell your mother. No! Oh, dead, dying soldier, why won't you tell me your name that I may tell your mother? She already knows my name. Thank you.
only at Holden Village. And now for a little lighthearted music. We'd like to bring to you a selection by a world-famous composer entitled Erotica Variations. And this will be our last presentation. Our last work was composed for a band instrument group by the last and the least of the Bach children, PDQ. Band, B-A-N-N-E-D. Okay. PDQ Bach was born in 1807 and died in 1742. This piece may sound to some of you who listen to a lot of Beethoven as sounding a lot like Erotica Variations. Eroica? Oh, Eroica Variations. Which are now Beethoven's third symphony, but PDQ wrote the first. Some of the instruments which you will hear are very unique, but surely they will speak for themselves. Our soloists this evening are all members of the Holden Honkers, an extraordinary group of musicians well known for their prowess on the various instruments that they will be playing. Our theme this evening will be played by Tom Schmittelberg from Vienna, who received his early instrumental training in Switzerland and longs to play long tones longingly as long as he feels they belong. Let us welcome Tom Schmittelberg from Vienna. And our first variation on the theme, presented by a musician with a penchant for the exotic in instruments, preferring those with an airy, elastic sound, E. Nicholas Wittquist. Ha ha ha!